we're already getting texts from people who went to junior college, including one from the 312. Woot woot, shout out to Prairie State. Also had someone from the 847 said, after I graduated from Conant, I went to Harper College, transferred to U of I with 64 credit hours. And watch how I thread these things together. We went to Harper College for our preview of your hometown Palatine. And we're going to be highlighting Palatine this Thursday. And we got a video that accompanies the visit. We went to the college radio station at Harper. So you'll have to watch that for Thursday. And all day long, we'll be covering all things Palatine. It's brought to you by McDonald's. And we want you to send in your hometown suggestions at WGNradio.com/your hometown. Okay, my next guest has... I've gotten more notes before a guest has ever come on this program than ever before. And Dr. Michael Anthony, who's the president of Prairie State College, can I read you a note I got from one of your students? Do you mind?
Sure, I don't mind.
This is from Vanessa. She was she just graduated from Prairie State College this past May. She says, President Anthony is a wonderful, caring person. I got to know him well this past year. I was president of the student government there. He's awesome. He's hilarious. He loves and cares about the students. I've heard from your teachers today, your professors reaching out to me, random students. Dr. Anthony, you're doing something right at Prairie State College. Thanks for hopping on the line with us.
I'm so happy. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate hearing that. I'm grinning ear to ear.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And, you know, I don't just say that to butter you up a little bit, but also to just elaborate on, I think, a point that we're going to get to here is that with junior college being a consideration for some people, it can be a very personally rewarding experience, not just mm-hmm. checking off things on a box, although it can be that, too, to get those credits. It's both.
Sure, it can be. And I think, John, I love hearing how your other callers, too, have sent in notes about their community college experience. The honest truth is, it's one of the best gifts I think this country has for educating the population. And so many people are interacting with community colleges, and we don't tell the story enough, I think. So I love talking about it here with you all. And you're right, it checks box for some people, but it's also the transformation that happens, right, in the classroom and with the students you meet. It really is the beginning of something great for so many people.
I have to be honest. When I went to high school a while ago, it was seen by some as the junior college, and we have College of DuPage where I grew up, which is great. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it seemed like the backup plan for people, which it sure. still may mm-hmm. be. But mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It can be the starting point. Right. And do you think that we have gotten better, or we still need to get a little better at putting junior colleges perhaps as a first option or a second option, as opposed to, well, this if all else fails? Because it doesn't have to be that at all. It isn't for a lot of people.
You're right. And I think we have to do both. I think we've done a great stride to change the stigma. And remember, stigmas are attached to everything, right? We can't mm-hmm. get bogged down in the fact that people think something's one thing or another. It's our job to educate and tell them what it really is. And we know from our survey research, and I think other colleges experience this, almost 70% of our students did make Prairie State their first choice, right?
Right.
They said, this was the first choice for me. And whether it's your first choice or your last choice, we try to make it your best choice, right? So people coming into the institution, I have no qualms about it. You know, the stigma, high school 2.0, et cetera, et cetera. I know those stigmas well. And I having experienced my own journey through, high school and through college, and what I know is the truth is very different from the stigma, though. So I don't mind hearing about it, because I like proving people wrong and showing them the gift that is the community college.
Well, right. And I'm checking my privilege at the door of, that was the environment I grew up in, but it shouldn't frame the way I think of it moving forward, right? Like, and I've had to learn that a little bit myself and appreciate that for a lot of people it is a huge goal and it is a huge accomplishment to get through any college, no matter what it is. I wanted to ask specifically, because I think a lot of people see it as a great way to get some credits before you go. Maybe you go away to another school for 2 years. You save a lot of money doing that, for sure. But there's also specified programs, I imagine, at Prairie State that are sought after.
Yes, very much so.
Can you detail a couple for us?
Yeah, for sure. So Prairie State, and let me just say this, I think Prairie State is just such a gem, right, for the Southland of Chicago and so many gifts that we have at the college. But there's something for everyone. And sometimes you hear that and you kind of roll your eyes or think, oh, it can't be something for it. But it really is. It really is something for everyone. We have a lot of folks who are because of the what they call great resignation, which I like to reframe a little bit. It's a great reflection, mm-hmm. great reevaluation. Folks are looking for purpose, right, and figuring out what they do next. But they have to have flexibility in doing it. And we're on a show called Money Matters, right? People need to think about the coins that they have, right, and how they're going to spend their money best. And I'm telling you, John, the wisest option for people is to understand what you're getting into when you start signing up for school. The community college, from a range of things, in Prairie State, we are very strong in our transfer program, to be sure. Folks come there to go to university. That's the goal. That's good. But then there's a lot of fields right now within IT, within transportation and logistics mm-hmm. and distribution right now, the healthcare industry, nurses, dentists. We have a brand new dental clinic on our campus, right? And we're training dental hygienists from the Southland to go all over the state and all over the country. We are not unique in the programs we offer per se, but where we're unique is the way we turn our students out and the way students come to Prairie State and are changed by the interactions with the faculty and changed by the interactions with each other. But those programs like CDL, right? There are truck driving companies across the state. There are vacancies that have been open for months and months. The community college is equipped and Prairie State's equipped to respond to those workforce needs. And we're talking about programs. We just launched a program called Career in a Year, John. And that's designed for folks who are saying, I want to repurpose, right? Figure out what is my passion, my calling, if you will, and then take a class, but not do it in a way that's going to take 4 or 5 years to finish. They have families to raise. You have other life to live outside of just school. And the Prairie State offers the flexibility to do that. So like I said, from the healthcare professions, pharmacy tech, to real estate licensing, right? So a range of things that take anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 semesters, and you're done. You're in the workforce. Yeah. Earning an income that is, we're not talking about coming out and earning low income jobs. These are high wage, high demand jobs where you have your choice at where you want to go. That's the promise of Prairie State and many of our community colleges.
We're going to have an even more expanded conversation at a date soon. I do want to ask, what do you have a number in front of you for like the average semester tuition? I know it varies probably by program and what you're doing, but do you have something for us?
Yeah, of course I do. So you're looking across the country. You're looking at about $3,800. That's for a year, right, of community college education, right, compared to $10,000 plus
at least.
The four-year university. At least, right? That's the minimum. And that's talking without the amazing aid packages we offer, programs across the state right now that are paying full tuition, full fees, right, and you're living in your community. At Prairie State, the averages are even greater. The differences, rather. You're looking at about $5,000 to clear a year. That's at 15 hours a semester. Like, that's taking full-time load plus three. Right. Now, many students are deciding, okay, I'll take 9 credit hours. So you're talking about pennies on the dollar for an incredible education. I want to be clear about this, that the choosing community college allows you some flexibility in as you're going through the process, but you're not compromising value. I think sometimes we attach lots of money to value, and I think that would be a grave error for us, right?
For sure.
So thinking about the opportunity to go to 2-year college is really, really affordable.
Dr. Anthony, I just want to read one more text. Community college is from the 224 is a wonderful way to go. 30 years ago, I started, got a 2-year nursing degree, got to start working 2 years earlier than I would have for way less money, and then while working at the hospital, that's where I continued and had the employer pay for most of my tuition to finish advanced degrees. I mean, like, that's what you're talking
about.
There
you go. That's what I'm talking about. And again, this is doable. People have got to stop being their own worst enemy. And I tell folks in the Southland, but across the state, Prairie State is a place where you can be your biggest advocate and do exactly what you want to do.
Right.
Without fear of, you know, falling behind or quitting your job or leaving your kids or leaving your family.
Right.
It's the way to do it. I know sometimes we want to, right? But it's the place to go, right?
For sure.
Getting that done.
Hey, really quickly, I got to get going because we got the news coming up. But someone texted in saying, stop calling it junior college. Is there a stigma around that phrase? Should we call it something else these days?
I don't know. I think there's it may be for some, right?
Okay.
I don't get too bogged down with the JUCO nomenclature.
Right.
I know JUCO is used in athletics a lot of times, right?
And right.
To me, a badge is still a badge of honor. So I think it's still some of that confusion. So community college is fine. I think junior college is fine. And it's been some people's name, historic names. So,
yeah, for sure.
I don't get too bogged down.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, say hi to Elijah Wilson for me, okay, Dr. Anthony?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Him and Dr. Jessica Nasta, one of our English faculty.
Yes. No, she reached out to me today, too.
We got some good folks down there, yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
We do. All right. We'll talk again soon, Dr. Anthony, okay?
I appreciate you, John. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. Then the news on WGN.